Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little land yap too. Today, it's Block, Sock, Jayhawks, PU. Woo! Intrastate college basketball rivals Kansas State and the University of Kansas squared off in a conference men's basketball game on Tuesday night at KU's legendary Fog Allen Fieldhouse. By the game's end, they literally squared off. Kansas fans were happy that their home court Jayhawks, now 15-3 on the season, were about to dispatch their in-state rival Kansas State 81-60. With less than 10 seconds left in the game, a Kansas State player stole the ball at midcourt, and he was heading for a relatively meaningless last-second garbage-time basket right before the closing buzzer. Kansas already led by 20 points, so the game was effectively over anyway. But then, Kansas junior forward Silvio D'Souza came flying down the court and attempted to block that last-second shot by rival Kansas State. After he blocked the shot, D'Souza then taunted the opposing player by standing over him and shouting something. Use your imagination. The Kansas State bench, who was closer to this action, then bolted immediately to the rescue of their downed teammate. And I guess you can guess what happened. A massive basket brawl ensued over a minute afterwards. For Silvio D'Souza, it was bad enough that he violently attacked an opposing player with just seconds remaining in a blowout win for his team. But once the fight broke out, that instigator of this ugly incident, he went full-fledged WWE. Whoa! D'Souza actually grabbed a folding chair and had it raised and was ready to strike someone. But fortunately for him and for Kansas basketball, someone else pulled it out of his hands as that brawl started to simmer down. Now, it may have been late January, but a totally different type of March Madness was on display in Lawrence, Kansas last night. Oh! Today, Silvio D'Souza was indefinitely suspended from the Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball team. The player was averaging just over 2 points in about 8 minutes per game, so it's quite unlikely that he really will be missed from the court for the third-ranked Jayhawks. Kansas hoops coach Bill Self said today, quote, "I have suspended Silvio D'Souza, effective immediately pending the outcome of the review by KU and the Big 12 Conference. As I said last night, we are disappointed in his actions, and there is no place in the game for that behavior." Well, as for me, I can somehow picture Silvio D'Souza back in a Kansas uniform and on the court for the Jayhawks before the NCAA tournament time rolls around in several weeks, can't you? This isn't the first problem, by the way, that D'Souza has been involved with at Kansas. 2 years ago, this young man was handed a 2-year ban by the NCAA after an Adidas representative testified in an FBI trial involving college basketball that he had paid $2,500 to Silvio D'Souza's guardian during D'Souza's recruitment into college. After the 2-year ban was announced, Kansas basketball coach Bill Self angrily complained about the NCAA's decision to ban this player. He said, quote, "In my 30 years of coaching college basketball, I have never witnessed such a mean-spirited and vindictive punishment against a young man who did nothing wrong." He added, "To take away his opportunity to play college basketball is shameful and a failure of the NCAA. Silvio is a tremendous young man who absolutely deserves to be on the court with his teammates in a Jayhawk uniform." I wonder if Kansas coach Bill Self still feels the same way today about this young man after last night's ugly, dangerous, and totally unnecessary actions at the end of the ballgame. After an appeal, Silvio D'Souza's 2-year ban was later cut in half by the NCAA. D'Souza was reinstated to KU's basketball team beginning for this season. Well, then, last night happened. To summarize, this Kansas student-athlete who plays basketball at a high-profile program has been involved in a financial enticement to come play basketball for KU, and then last night showed immaturity by his actions on the last play of the basketball game against Kansas State. Silvio D'Souza should be dismissed from this team immediately, period. Any basketball player who picks up a folding chair with intent to use it is too immature to be playing college basketball for a state university. Coach Bill Self, who makes more than $7 million per season to coach basketball at KU, is no saint himself. See, in September of last year, in 2019, the NCAA served, quote, notice of allegations, unquote, against Bill Self's Kansas basketball program for several level one violations, a lack of institutional control, and a personal charge against Coach Self for a lack of responsibility. The NCAA's case will revolve around Kansas's relationship with corporate sponsor Adidas. The athletic shoe and garment company paid a so-called grassroots consultant, translated wink wink, bag man, to arrange for payments to key people like coaches, family members, and players in an effort to steer highly recruited players toward the university's basketball program. That's right, Silvio D'Souza and that mysterious $2,500 which was paid to his guardian might be a good place for the investigation to start. Kansas coach Bill Self was already in hot water prior to D'Souza's late-game antics on Tuesday night. This unnecessary and very dangerous event will place a renewed focus back onto the school and the legitimate questions being asked about Coach Self and how players like D'Souza are being recruited to play for the University of Kansas. Block Sock Jayhawks, PU indeed. I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time. Yeah.